Hi, friends. I want to take a sec to talk to you about Greenlight, the folks sponsoring this ad. This is especially important for you parents out there, because as your kids get older, some things about parenting are going to get easier, like, you know, maybe not having to dress your kid every morning, but other things do not, like having that conversation about money. Because the fact is that kids won't ever really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app that's made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while the kids and the teens, they're going to build up confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. I have Greenlight debit cards for both of my kids, and I can't tell you what a difference I see in their relationship to money. So with the Greenlight app, the kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, and they have games in the app to teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature. I am a big fan, where you can set up one-time or recurring chores that customize to your family's needs and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. And I got to tell you this, in my family, no chores, no money. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids, and families can navigate this whole thing together. So sign up for Greenlight today, and you're going to get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/radioheadspace. That's greenlight.com/radioheadspace to try Greenlight for free. I mean, this is such a good deal. I got to say it one more time. greenlight.com/radioheadspace. Get it, folks.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, it's Gretchen Reynolds here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday. Thanks so much for having me as your guest host this week. It's been great to share all the ways that movement can improve our lives. Now, I know that it's difficult to fit in a workout, but the good news is that we don't have to spend a lot of time exercising. So today, let's get into how long we really need to move in order to reap the benefits of exercise, how to incorporate some physical activity into a busy routine, and some tips to stay motivated. So, how much should we be exercising during the day? There have been studies showing that 4 seconds of exercise actually has an impact on health. But there's a trade-off between what scientists call the duration and the intensity of your exercise. If you want to do a really short workout, you can get tons of health benefits from it by making it intense. So instead of going for a walk, you go for a run, or even better, you sprint. But if you don't enjoy intense exercise, you can get the exact same benefits by doing easier exercise for a bit longer. The question is, of course, how long? The best science suggests if you want to accumulate moderate exercise, like going for a brisk walk, going up and down the stairs if you just stroll on them, you need about 30 minutes of exercise over the course of a day. That doesn't have to come in one big clump. There's growing evidence that you can accumulate exercise in any amount, and that means 30 seconds, 1 minute, preferably 2 minutes. Anything that you can manage counts. Repeated studies have shown that in some ways, getting your exercise throughout the day is actually better for your health than one 30-minute walk. It helps you control your blood sugar a little better. It helps your blood pressure to stay lower. Repeated bouts of very short exercise can improve endurance, They can improve muscle health. They can improve attention. And for most of us, doing 2 minutes of moderate exercise is not likely to result in a lot of sweating and other issues related to that that might disturb our coworkers. But if you find that that is actually too intense, if you're working in an office, then dial back the intensity. That's fine. The amount of exercise should still add up to about 30 minutes a day, if possible. There's also research showing that most of the health benefits of exercise, and that means its effects on your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your brain health, your disease risk, most of those benefits come in about the first 20 minutes of exercise, especially if you're new to exercising, to being active. After that, the benefits start leveling off. So keep exercising after 20 minutes or 30 minutes if you have the time or interest. But if you're looking for better health, better mood, longer life, all of the benefits we've talked about this week, most of them will come if you can manage 20 minutes, even better if you can manage 30 minutes in any way over the course of the day. Probably the best way to find time in your day for being active is really to reframe what we think of as exercise. There was a fascinating study done at Stanford a few years ago in which they had a group of women who cleaned the rooms at a hotel. They asked them how much they thought they exercised, and they also tested their endurance, their aerobic capacity. And the women thought they never exercised. They didn't have time, and they didn't want to exercise. And then the scientists pointed out to them that they exercised all day long. They changed the bed. They walked the hallways. All of that was exercise, and all of it was physical activity. And when the women heard that, they literally scored higher on the next test of their aerobic capacity. They realized they were exercising. If we start thinking of physical activity as not exercise, not a chore, but as something that improves our lives, then I think almost all of us can find the time. That's it for me. Thanks so much for joining me this week. You can learn more about the science of exercise and fitness in my Washington Post column, Your Move. Have a great weekend.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.